This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
And welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hey, kids in the car.
Today, kids, you're going to need your parents because we get so many requests from moms and dads wanting a little bit of trivia, too. So you're going to help them through decades trivia.
Hey, I think the kids in the car will know a lot of this because, some of them might. What's old is cool again.
Right?
Yes.
I agree with you, actually. They're wearing our clothes.
They're calling it vintage, which
they're
is
calling
just
it vintage,
so
which
sad
is
for
offensive.
Me.
It's offensive. It's offensive.
But
we have three rounds, and each round is a different era. We're doing 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So we're going to go back a little bit. Even though it feels like the 80s, we're just like 20 years ago?
They were. Mm-hmm. I'm an 80s baby.
It turns out...
I'm actually a 70s baby.
Oh my goodness. Wow. It just turns out that it was longer than that mathematically, which doesn't really check out for me. But hey, let's not worry about that. Let's give some shout outs to Allie, Marcus, Natalie, Gabby, and Dakota, Colin, Thomas, Leo, and Kelly, as well as happy birthdays to Margot, Felicity, Nash, and Creedon. Hope you guys have an amazing birthday.
Ask your parents for a record player. I heard those are cool again.
Okay, they probably already have
them.
They
are. They're like, we have a whole vinyl collection. They call it vinyl now instead of records. These kids are too cool.
They're just too cool. Too cool. All right, are you ready for some round one 80s trivia?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. According to the 1981 song by Tommy Tutone, if you dial 867-5309, you'll reach a woman with what first name?
That would be Jenny. I've got your number.
That's right. That is right. Hey, kids, do you know any phone numbers? Just a quick question.
Do you know your mom's?
Do you know your mom's phone number? I don't even know my
you
kids'
have to,
phone
I made
numbers.
My kids memorize at least my phone number so
Did
they
you?
All know mine. Yes.
I still no remember my phone number growing up. I remember my best friend
yes.
in school's phone number growing up.
Yep.
But like, I couldn't tell you my kids' phone numbers right now.
I couldn't either now that you say it, but they know mine.
Yeah. All right, question two. In 1985, what John Hughes film featured a group of uniquely different high school students all forced together for Saturday detention?
Okay, I wasn't allowed to watch it growing up, but it's The Breakfast Club because I've seen it as an adult.
It is The Breakfast Club. I watched it with my kids and I was so horrified that I wasn't allowed to watch it growing up. I'm like, what were my parents thinking? But my kids thought it was super cool. So yes, yep. The Breakfast Club. All right, question three. Which women's musical group had a number one hits in the 80s, including Walk Like an Egyptian and Eternal Flame?
Like an Egyptian. It's Debbie Gibson.
It's the Bangles.
Oh, no.
And
all fun right.
fact, that was my first guy. You guys don't even know what these are, but they were called cassette tapes. And they had music on them. So like
good old days.
Little plastic boxes you put in your car. And
they actually worked horribly.
First one. I know. They were the worst. That was my very first one. Okay, question four. What yellow dot eating creature made his arcade debut in 1981?
What yellow dot eating? Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is correct. Question five. In which city did the TV show Cheers takes place?
That's Chicago. No, Boston, Boston.
I was going to say, we went there.
Ooh, we were just there.
It's definitely Boston. Visited Cheers.
I want the point. Okay.
Okay. Question six. What was the MTV game show hosted by Ken Ober and Colin Quinn?
What?
So it was an MTV game show. Would have been the 80s. Colin Quinn, the comedian from SNL, he definitely hosted it.
Oh. Yeah, there's no way I was allowed to watch that. So that I don't know.
Is the show called Remote Control.
Never saw it. Yeah. Never heard of her.
Question seven. Who were the two candidates for president in 1988?
George Bush.
I mean, you won. Just guessing
George
a Bush,
Bush
is going to get you there. Yep.
Okay. And some other guy.
The other one. The Democrat. It's
who was it?
George Bush and Michael Dukakis.
Okay. I just knew he was president. Okay.
Yes. He didn't win. The one that didn't win. That would
the one
be.
That the didn't win. I didn't know his name. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Question eight. What was Madonna's first top 40 hit?
I happen to know this because I was studying trivia the other day and read this, and it is Holiday.
That is right. All right, question nine. What was the name of the dog in the children's show Fraggle Rock?
The name of the dog in the children's show Fraggle Rock. Down at Fraggle Rock. I don't know. I know the song, though.
It was Sprocket. The dog's name was Sprocket. Okay, final question of the 80s.
Okay, okay.
Who is famous for this slogan? Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Robin Leach.
Yes, Robin Leach with Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Can you remember there was a whole show where he just like went through rich people's stuff?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Can we bring that show back?
I have what they call champagne wishes on a beer budget.
Same. I have a lot of champagne wishes. Just
just not enough of them to come true.
No.
Tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast.
All right. We're going to go to round two, which is 90s.
Okay.
Okay. Question one. The band Los Del Rio is famous for what viral wedding and party favorite song?
Hey, Macarena.
Yes. I wonder if the kids today know how to do the Macarena. They do, right?
I think so. I do think they know it. We've all had to have taught them.
Yeah. Okay, question two. What's the infamous haircut inspired by a must-see TV show, Friends?
I had it. It was the Rachel.
That's right. It was the Rachel. I had it too. Okay, question three. What is considered the very first reality TV show?
That would be The Real World.
That's correct. It was The Real World.
Okay.
I always thought I wanted to be in the real world, but then I remembered I don't want to live with seven strangers in a house.
Not even for 1 minute.
Not 1 minute do I
I
want.
had a couple of strangers in a dorm room, and let me tell you, not another minute of that either.
No, not fun. I'll take my own bedroom for $100. Thank you. Okay, question four. What collectible stuffed animal fad debuted in
1993? Beanie Baby.
Beanie Babies. People
Yes.
really went wild for Beanie Babies, guys.
I had so many of those and also Pound Puppies.
Ooh, there's a
did you have
throwback.
Pound Puppies?
I think I did. Not a ton, but I definitely had one. Okay, question five. Multiple answer question. Name all five Spice Girls.
Okay, we have Posh Spice, Baby Spice, Mean Spice, Nice Spice, Sad Spice, and Happy Spice. Did I do it?
You got like two.
I don't know why. They were the, this is the Inside Out version of the Spice Girls.
Yes.
No,
yes.
wait. Scary. Scary.
Yes.
I got Scary and Angry.
Yes.
That's it. I only have that.
Okay. So we've got Baby, Ginger, Sporty, Scary,
oh,
and Posh.
Ginger.
Ginger. Yeah. I can't
okay.
Ginger.
Sporty. Yeah. I never would have got those. Okay.
Okay. Question six. Set in Detroit, what 1990s sitcom featured real life identical twins Tia and Tamra Mowry as siblings who were separated at birth and reunited as teenagers?
One of my favorite shows of all time, Sister, Sister.
Oh my gosh. That was the intro.
Oh
that
my
took
gosh.
Me back. That was a
I
memory.
Loved Sister, Sister. I watched it so much.
Oh my gosh. Okay, question seven. If you were a kid in the 90s, you might have wondered where in the world a certain trench coat clad criminal mastermind was. What was the name of that Acme Detective Agency's nemesis?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Okay, I loved that game.
I loved it.
I wonder if kids got to play that game. That's how you learn about
it was
countries.
So good.
It was like geography, but fun. Okay.
Super fun.
Question eight. What popular band of young men released the hit music video As Long As You Love Me in 1997?
That would be Backstreet Boys.
That is
the
bad.
Not as
you?
good as NSYNC.
I was going to ask.
What were
family?
You, NSYNC or Backstreet?
To be honest, I was neither at the time. I was just
yeah.
very.
You
like,
were still New Kids on the Block?
I was just, yeah, like I wasn't, I didn't get into the war. Yeah.
I got into it so hard. I don't know. No one's shocked by this that knows me that I would be like debating who's better, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
All right. Question nine. If you were a kid in the 90s, you probably begged your parents to buy a box of which fruity gummy candies that unleashed an explosion of gooey flavor when you bit into them?
Gushers.
Yes. Okay.
Do they still
Gushers.
Have them?
They do. I bought them for my kids for lunch and they think they are disgusting.
What?
I'm like,
Gushers
are delicious. And they're like, this is horrific.
My kids think Ecto Coolers are disgusting. I'm like, what? Ecto Coolers are delicious. And I spent a fortune getting these off of Amazon. You will drink
them. I had to pay shipping, just the weight on them alone.
I had to get these shipped from the 90s. Do you know how much that costs?
All right. Final 90s question.
Okay.
In the 90s, Wendy Kaufman read letters from actual customers during commercials for what S-bottled brand juice? What brand?
best bottle brand juice?
Yes, yeah, it was Wendy, and she read letters from customers in the commercials.
Oh, letters from customers. Snapple.
Snapple
is
correct.
Snapple. Yeah.
How much they love it. Yeah. Very small marketing budget, but yeah, big effect.
Really grassroots on getting the message really, out.
Yeah.
The commercials were really sweet, though, weren't they? They were like standing in an apple orchard, and yeah.
She just was reading letters of people that happened to like the Snapple.
Dear Snapple.
I was
love the new
strawberry
apple.
Girl.
Mm.
But my kids love the apple Snapple.
I was apple Snapple.
Were you? Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, 2000s trivia. We will be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we are back. We hit two decades. We're going into our third, 2000s. Kiddos, we're getting closer to you. We're getting a little bit closer. How have your parents been doing? We can't wait to hear. All right, question one. In 2000, who starred in the live-action remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Harry.
That is correct. Question two. Burger Beard, also known as Painty the Pirate, sings the theme song to what long-running and frequently memeable animated TV series?
SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants.
I don't know how you knew that. Okay.
Dude, SpongeBob's been around forever. I love SpongeBob.
Okay. In 2003 was when Beyoncé Knowles became simply Beyoncé after splitting from which girl group that ruled the 90s?
Destiny's Child.
I love them.
I know every word to every song still. Sometimes I play Destiny's Child on my Spotify playlist. Did you love them?
I did love them, actually.
Mm-hmm. So good. The harmonies are so good.
It was perfect. Okay, question four. The American version of the show The Office premiered in 2005. The show takes place in which Pennsylvania city?
Philadelphia.
It's actually Scranton. Scranton.
What?
All right. Question five. In 2004, the show starred Kristen Bell as a teen sleuth with a planetary name. It's like a cult classic show.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I
have no idea.
Veronica Mars.
Oh, I never met her.
Yeah, it's definitely a cult movie. Okay. Question six. Born in Cincinnati, brothers Nick and Drew Lachey were half of the lineup of what hot boy band?
98 degrees.
Yes.
And no matter if you liked NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, everybody liked 98 degrees.
We did. Especially
because it's an Ohio thing.
Ohio. Yeah. They were a big deal to us. Okay. Question 7. Which celebrity socialite admitted that her early 2000s catchphrase, "That's hot," was actually a phrase she stole from her sister, Nikki?
She did? It's Paris Hilton. I had no idea she stole it.
Yep, she stole it from her sister. Her sister probably gets so mad every time she says it, and it's like on all her merch. Yeah. And stuff. She's like,
It's hot.
Yeah, nice catchphrase, Paris. Okay, question 8. Who was caught lip syncing at SNL in 2004?
Miley Cyrus.
Actually, Ashley Simpson. Jessica's
That's right.
Little sister.
Queen Miley would never.
She would never. All right. Question 9. Around which museum does the film Night at the Museum revolve?
The New York City State of Ohio Museum.
It's a lot. That's several things that you mentioned. It's actually the Museum of Natural History.
Never met her.
Final question.
Okay.
Which social media giant came into existence in the year 2004?
Oh, Facebook.
That's right. It was Facebook.
It was Facebook.
It was Facebook. So you did really well.
Thanks.
Yeah, you
really
know,
knew the decades.
You really know your history.
I'm thankful for that. I lived it.
Yes. All right, kids. We want to know how you did and how your parents did. So head over to our Facebook and Instagram and let us know. If you want to hear a shout out, we love that too. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to include your name because that's how we know who to leave the shout out to, as well as birthdays as well. We want to see your face. Go ahead and send us fun pictures of you guys playing trivia. Go ahead and send it over to our Facebook. Again, make sure to include your names or we can't post them. All right. Thanks for all the reviews you guys leave. We love reading those reviews, by the way. We get like
I read them all. I love it when they tell me they like my singing. Thank you very much. And then
somebody
some people
the
are
other
like,
day,
please tell her to stop singing.
They almost are always about Meredith. I'm going to be honest with you. But I got to tell you, I finally got my first review.
What did it say?
Somebody disappointed in me.
Oh, no.
They said I had to learn words because funnest wasn't a real word.
Oh.
And
well,
I disagree.
Babe.
Because I have the funnest time doing this show.
So, I have the funnest time doing it with you, too. You know what? We're going to just have the funnest time this week having fun with our funnest friends in the car.
The funnest. You guys are my funnest friends. All right. Thanks for listening, Trivia Nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.